The opinions of characters in this film may not actually represent those of their actors. Hey, Soups!
Called out a rich and deep disembodied voice over a din of the crowded coffee shop. P-Soups stood at the door of the cafe and looked for Sink until he saw that he was occupying a circular booth that faced away from the door, turned completely around in his seat and waving in his spot in the deepest and least populated corner of the place. He even wondered why the establishment decided to set up a booth that far back in the first place. He looked slender and young, and he had ash-brown hair that fell across his eyes in wisps. A few of their friends from casual conversation Discord server happened to be in the area where P-Soups lived, so they all decided to have a coffee while they could. He only wished they didn't decide to meet him at the beginning of the lunch hour. P-Soups crossed the room and took a seat beside Sink, who had his laptop open to all on Reddit, but all he saw were NSFW tags in recently viewed links panel. Almost all of them were from Gay Hold the Moan.
Dude, what the fuck are you looking at Gay Hold the Moan for?
P-Soups exclaimed as his expression grew a little sour. A handsome and mischievous grin found its way onto Sink's expression.
You see, I was looking at the front page earlier and I found one of their posts there. Don't worry, it's not my fetish, by any means,
he said. P-Soups shook his head in disbelief as he saw Sink's raging hard on through his clothes and said,
Oh, your dick says it is. You might want to hide that.
Sink casually looked over his shoulder behind him to reassure that no one else in the cafe had happened to notice.
I'll be fine. No one else is back here. It'll be gone by the time everyone else starts showing up anyway.
Strangely, P-Soups found the appearance of Sink's erection was making him feel a certain way, although he couldn't quite put a finger on what it was. Whatever it was compelling him to steal glances at it as the conversation continued, and he was beginning to grow more drawn by it. Until he noticed that it wasn't going to be going away like he said, he wanted to mention something to Sink to make sure no one else saw it, but he couldn't figure out how to even ask. Fortunately, Sink crossed his leg over the other and laid his arm across his lap once coffee and Veloci and everyone else arrived to begin filling up the table. The conversation continued and Sink still hid his solid dick until it eventually went down and he was finally free to sit in a more comfortable position. P-Soups felt some relief for him, but he couldn't help thinking of him even while all these casual conversation regulars were here and enjoying each other's company. Prior to the visit, P-Soups agreed that he would allow Sink to stay at his apartment while Sink had to stay in town for a few days for something else that he had to attend. Furthermore, when everyone seemed to be leaving, the two traveled to the apartment where P-Soups planned to let Sink take his couch. They sat on the sofa together in the living room and watched television for the remainder of the evening just to burn time. It got silent enough that an awkward tension began growing between them. P-Soups looked over at Sink. He was lounging just like P-Soups was, leaning back on a pillow that was laid against the arm of the couch, and he rested his head on his own. Before he realized what he was doing, he stretched his legs closer to Sink, who looked back at him and laid his leg on the top of P-Soups, who freed his captive leg and laid it on the top of Sink's in playful retaliation. The two looked at each other for a long moment. The sight of Sink's solid, hulking meat from earlier stuck in his mind, and he began to feel an electric sensation grow and stir in between his own thighs. He shifted his hips in response to that feeling, and Sink glanced at P-Soup's crotch. Then he sat up from his spot, moving his leg and then bringing himself extremely close. Sink pressed his lips onto P-Soup's softly at first, then parted his lips for more intimate and indulgent kiss when he reached his hand for the newly formed bulge. As Sink started to unfasten the zipper, P-Soups was surprised at himself for not rejecting the advance, but rather feeling like he wanted more. Sink parted himself from P-Soups and pulled down the waistband of the underwear and revealed P-Soups' throbbing cock. And then he looked up at him as he closed his mouth over the tip and began sucking it. he gasped, placing his hand on the top of Sink's head, feeling his hair as he sucked his cock up and down slowly. After giving him a good suck, he sat up, took off his own pants, and crawled on top of Peasoup's to straddle him. Peasoup's bit back his lip and watched Sink hold his cock in place, lowering himself onto it slowly, gasping and smiling with delight as he savored the feeling of having Peasoup's inside him. With that, he began riding him, moving up and down and leaning his head back. Soon enough, Peasoup's groaned out loud as the pleasure began to climb. He threw his head back as he filled Sink with cum. After he finished coming, Peasoup's grabbed Sink's shoulder and sat up so that he could get on top of him. Now Sink was on the bottom. Pulling out of him, Peasoup's went down and wrapped his hand around Sink's large penis and began to suck on as much of it as he could. Of course, with it being nearly 7 inches, he couldn't suck at all of it, but he still loved the way it felt inside of his mouth. Peasoup sucked for as long as he needed to go, since Sink was taking his sweet time. When he was getting close enough to finishing him, he heard Sink begin to moan, and then he began to taste the cum on his tongue. It tasted like shit, but he swallowed it anyway and continued to suck, which made Sink scream with intense pleasure. Finally, Peasoup stopped and then pulled Sink to his chest, where they rested before they fell asleep. Sink looked up at Peasoup for a while before saying,
"I almost wanted to say no homo and pretend this didn't happen, but I'd miss this way too much."